This will be the last time we look at Romans chapter 3. So let's just take this grand section all together from verse 21. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Christ Jesus for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's goodness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. Or is God the God of Jews only? Is He not the God of Gentiles also? Yes, of Gentiles also, since God is one, who will justify the circumcised by faith and the uncircumcised through faith. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law. People ask me, what is the difference between a Baptist and a Reformed Baptist? And where I like to start is I say, well, the word Reformed has nothing to do with ex-alcoholics coming together. Okay, it's got to do with going back to a point in time, the Reformation, when the German monk Martin Luther nailed the 95 Theses to the doors of Wittenberg. And what happened was there was a rediscovery of some very important biblical truths that came back into the church. And the way we can explain those in various ways, but one of the ways that is best to explain it is by looking at what we call the five solas. Sola being the Latin word for alone. So, sola scriptura. Scripture alone is our authority for how we live and what we believe. Okay? Then the second one would be sola fide, or faith alone. We believe that we are justified, we are made righteous in the sight of God, by faith alone, not by faith and works. Faith alone. Sola gratia, grace alone. Okay, God looked down on a sinful humanity and He saw nothing lovely in us that forced Him to love us. He loved the undeserving. It's by grace alone that we are saved. Then, sola Christos, Christ alone. Christ alone is the one who was offered by God to be our Savior, and whose sacrifice and whose life and death is sufficient to save us. And then we come to the fifth one. This is the one that we're going to be concerning ourselves with today. Soli Deo Gloria. To God alone be the glory, because He is the one from beginning to end who saves us. And so He is the one who should be magnified and glorified for the salvation that we have in Jesus Christ. We cannot glorify ourselves. We cannot boast. We cannot take any credit for anything that we have done or a contribution that we have made to our salvation. And so this is what we are looking at as we come to this portion this morning. We're looking at what God has done, and therefore God should be glorified. Martin Luther put it this way: if I don't know who does what in salvation, I don't know who to thank. And we thank God and not ourselves for our salvation. And so our portion begins in verse 27 with these words: then what becomes of our boasting? Do you see how it all fits in? Who gets the credit? Who gets the credit for our salvation? God or us? This is the issue that Paul is addressing. Now, this is a very, very important issue to address because this is not the way we naturally think. We normally, because of our sinful disposition, we put ourselves at the center of the universe and everything must revolve around us. You know, here I am, I'm a good religious person, and something bad happens. God, why did you let a bad thing happen to me? Isn't that the way we think? But I'm suffering, I should be happy. God, why aren't you making me happy? The default setting of our thinking is the universe revolves around me, and even God must arrange himself some way, somehow, around me. And so Paul is going to be turning this way of thinking upside down. He's going to be turning it on its head, reversing our normal way of thinking. And so, if you like, you can think of man-made religion as the five anti-solas. You know, you got the five solas, and then there are the five opposites that we normally function in. And so, the Bible alone, what do we normally think? Well, the Bible's not enough.